As part of rebuilding along the Jersey Shore, many people are jacking up their damaged homes to get them out of the flood zones. Some have based on the FEMA new flood maps. Others simply feel safer higher above the water. But lifting homes presents unique problems for the elderly and disabled. WHYY's Tracy Samuelson looked into the tough choices a few residents have made.
Richard West has late-onset muscular dystrophy.
So I need access. I need support.
And also
power with ventilator, oxygen.
He owns a 900-square-foot home on a canal in Tuckerton. He's a pretty independent guy, and maintaining that independence is important to him.
You might go in my house?
Sure.
Right now, he enters his home by zipping up the ramp that runs the length of the house. But he says 2 months after Sandy, he decided he needed to leave.
Too many variables. I need to know where, how I'm living and what kind of backup plan I can put in place.
Richard had to spend 20 hours in a shelter during the storm. It took 3 firefighters to help him evacuate. And with so many unanswered questions about how high he might have to lift his home, he decided he should move inland.
Easier, safer to move on.
Turns out, without making any changes, Richard's house will be a few feet below the height that FEMA recommends for his area. So he could have stayed in his home as is, but his flood insurance would have likely become increasingly expensive. Another option was to lift the house.
If I raised it, it would cost $40,000 and another $30,000 for an elevator. And that only gives you one entrance and exit.
But wait, he's only a few feet below the recommended level. Couldn't he just make his current ramp a little bigger? His friend Dorothy McDowell tried a homemade ramp to get past the last 3 steps of her ranch home. She's in a wheelchair after polio as a kid and a car accident in the 70s.
I did have a ramp that my brother made for me that went all around the inside of the garage.
It made them both really nervous.
And as soon as we could, we got rid of the ramp and got the lift that was much, much safer.
After Sandy ripped a wall off her Toms River home, Dorothy moved to an independent living facility, rather than rebuild higher and further back from the water. She figures the changes would have required an elevator, which was too expensive. Plus, she worried about power outages.
Generally, the rule of thumb is you need 1 foot of ramp for every inch of height.
Mary Saccone is a managing attorney with Disability Rights New Jersey. She says it's tough to say how many elderly or disabled people on the shore are in the same boat. For example, residents of Leisure Village, a large retirement community in Ocean County, will not be affected because they're farther inland and not in a floodplain. But people who want to stay in their own homes near the water might not be so lucky.
Currently, the houses, many of the houses down in that part of the state are one-story little houses that for people who have disabilities or the elderly are very easy to maneuver. They can, you know, there may be at most one step to get up.
Homes that need to be, say, 8 feet off the ground would need a ramp as long as a basketball court. It becomes impractical very quickly. But Saccone says there's another group of people who should be thinking about this. Second homeowners who plan to eventually retire down the shore.
And in a few years, if they suddenly can't do stairs, then they're going to wind up having to, you know, put in a lift at that point. It may be less feasible, it may be more complicated, and probably more costly.
Saccone says baby boomers might not need a lift or an elevator right now, but if they leave space for it as they rebuild, down the road it could save lots of headaches, and maybe some achy knees too.
That's Tracy Samuelson reporting, part of our Sandy Rebuild collaboration with WHYY and NJSpotlight.com.